Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Good morning. This is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist at Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host today,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And today we're going to talk about, should I stay or should I go now? We're going to talk about home ownership and how that impacts your finances and can impact your retirement. Every week we talk about retirement issues, and we have to talk about longevity issues. I have to start transferring that name. Retirement has the word tire in it. I'm tired. Retirement. We should change it to longevity issues. But financing your life into longevity. Do you have an announcement, Jenna?
I do. I just want to wish my father a happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Talking about longevity, another birthday.
Yeah, there you go. The more birthdays, the better. That's what we want.
Exactly.
Like,
but making sure you're planning for it is even more important.
Yes. Okay. So my office is located in Melville on Route 110, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Our website is longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. That's longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. So a lot to talk about today. First thing I wanted to, just to get off the off our segment, which we want to talk about home ownership and how that selling a home could affect your retirement. I do want to say that the president gave a speech this week. It was called the State of the Union. It's for the first time that I heard something that I found a little disturbing. One was that one of the ways that you could save money, let's say for a child's college education, and you could put money aside for over the years, ever since they were born, for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, when they take it out to pay for college, any gains that's in that, what we call a 529 plan, can be used to pay for college expenses, qualified college expenses. And when you take the money out, any gains that you might have had in that account are free of taxes. There'd be no taxation. So, example, you put in $30,000, it grows to $50,000, you go to pay for tuition or whatever, and all that extra $20,000 in gain can go to the college without any taxes taken out. And in this week's State of the Union, he said that he was thinking of eliminating that. That's a promise that people made to the people of this country. And if you save that money and now you can't use that money tax-free to colleges, you kind of just did away with any advantages you had of it. So that, to me, that's totally crazy. As a financial planner, not as a political person, just saying as a financial, you know, we told clients for years that this is something that they could do, and now they're thinking of taking it away. Hey, by the way, our office line is 631-451-1039. That's 631-451-1039. Feel free to give us a call. You want to join the conversation. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have about longevity.
It's absolutely alarming what you're saying. I know it's off topic, but that's one of the only ways that many Americans have to save for retirement. I mean, for college saving. So then thinking about retirement, if they go and they break this promise, it makes me wonder, especially for a financial planner and thinking about longevity issues, what other changes could they make to accounts that affect your retirement?
That's true.
It's a slippery slope.
Suppose they start saying the Roth IRA is okay, it'll be tax-free provided that you don't have any other income or outside of Social Security, then it'll be tax-free. But if you have a pension of $50,000, we're going to remove the tax-free ability of the Roth IRA, which I think would be also a crime. So it's important to stay vigilant in these topics. So this is Craig Ferrantino. It's All About Retirement is our weekly show. I want to let you know that we're not owned by any bank or any insurance company, so we could truly give you independent, objective financial advice. People do not come in and say, what products do you have? We say, well, what fits you? It's a better question. We're one of the few organizations here that are truly run by the clients, that are our bosses are our clients. And so, and of course, and if you're a listener and you want to call in, we'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions. Our number today is 451-1039.
And if there's a topic that you want to hear more about, we love to get emails. We get them all the time. This home ownership topic is one that we were emailed. You can email us info@craigjamesfinancialservices.com, or you could do Craig@craigjamesfinancial, Jenna@craigjamesfinancial. We absolutely read all emails and take all input. So if there's something you want to hear more about, that's why we're here every Saturday.
Yeah, give us a call or give us an email. I know a lot of people are busy. So if you're not too busy shoveling snow today, we have some things we'd like to talk about. People come into our office. We want to know that we recently saw a couple that worked with a bank, and they felt that their person there that they worked with was a good person, but they sold one particular product. And I think that the reason why people do business with us is because, you know, we respond. We don't respond to that bank, or we're not the employees of a bank. We don't get paid by the bank. We get paid by our employees, so our clients, which are technically you're our boss, and that's a critical difference. We're able to work for our clients. You hear me say it on the show all the time. It's not one solution or product. Everyone is different, and you can't just do a blanket answer for everybody. We also like to believe that at Craig James Financial, we do superior service. We get back to our clients the same day or within 24 hours. And because I'm the boss, I get to choose my own staff. So we got some very highly trained people that work for Craig James Financial. So if you're just joining us, our show is called It's All About Retirement. We're at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Millville. Our office number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. And we also, a lot of times we're seeing, it's interesting, we get a lot of calls from reporters or emails from reporters, and they're asking us our perspective. You know, we've been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Newsday, and we try and take the emotion out of planning. Let's look at the reality of this, because the problem is a lot of people just, when it comes to their money, they get emotional, they get nervous, and we're there to say, hey, if we think there's something to get nervous about, we're going to tell you. It's not nobody's standing over us telling us, oh, tell them to stay put, we want to make sure that if we don't like the markets, we'll get out. It's not a problem about that. So we know there's a sell coming up. We want to be able to protect ourselves in that sale.
A lot of times when you're working and thinking about something so important like your longevity, your life, your retirement, you start hearing what's going on in the news, or you start hearing what people are saying at work. And this happens to me too, and I'm in the business. You can't help but second guess yourself. And sometimes that's one of the worst things that you can do. But when you have someone that's able to take the emotion out of it and look at your financial picture from a different perspective and an outside perspective, sometimes they're able to make those hard decisions and those important decisions without being clouded or swayed from anything that's affecting you on the outside. Sometimes that outside could be family.
Yeah. Remember this week also, again, we see a lot of people, but somebody came in, they had one account with a bank, which, by the way, also had their own mutual funds. We had another, same client had another account at a investment firm, which in their account had the investment firm's mutual funds. So let's say it's a, I don't want to mention names, it'd be very easy to do that. But and I'm saying, well, geez, and they were coming to me because they felt that the advice that they were getting from these other places wasn't independent. It was really that they're all part of the system. They're all working for the man, and then so they didn't feel that their best interests were represented. At Craig James Financial, we work for you. Our best interests, your best interests, are what's being represented. So very, 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 very different model, very different business model. Unfortunately, not many people are doing it.
And it's not just about the investments. And I think that's what's different and people appreciate when they come in is we're not just looking at your investments. We're looking at your entire financial picture. It's not just, oh, good, you have this much in this account and this much in your like 401k plan or 457 plan. It's great that you have those assets built up. But we don't even talk about the investment end sometimes until you're structured properly.
That's true. We did that presentation this week, right? They're like, we didn't even talk about what to invest in. We spent the first 20 minutes was talking about some of the problems that you have having improper structure. There's no money for the advisor to, you know, to they're not selling you anything, so they're not going to talk about structure as much as we do. We're very, very in tune to, you know, these are joint account, is this an individual account, is this payable on death, how do we set up the structure so that it works for you, not necessarily for the bank, so that it works for you. So anyway, if you're joining us, we're talking today about should I stay or should I go, and how the sale of the house, we haven't gotten there yet, with some other topics, but I promise to you that we'll get to it after the break, and stay tuned. Okay, we're back. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services and certified wealth strategist, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
Yeah, and today we're talking about should I stay or should I go now? By the way, our office is located on 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110, exit 49 on the LIE. We're the second building south on the west side. So as you're heading south towards, let's say, Costco or something, we're on the right-hand side there. And we're there every day, 9 to 5, and certainly available by email at other times. If you want to call in today, we're talking about should I stay or should I go, home ownership. Our number at the studio is 451-1039. That's 451-1039. So if you wanted to join the conversation, feel free to join us. We talked in the first half about why we're different, how we work for our clients, not necessarily for a large firm. And we also talked about 529 plans and how there's a, you know, the president wants to eliminate the tax break on that. If you had any feelings on that, let me know. And is that a slippery slope, as Jenna mentioned, that it may go to Roth IRAs and things like that? Very, very important. Very critical information. Very, very important. Stay tuned. We'll certainly devote a whole show if it becomes an issue to that. And if we could lobby on behalf of all the people who have college-age kids, including me, and I have two more coming through the system, we'll have you sign a petition or something here. But we'll get her done. We'll get her done.
Yeah, if you have thoughts on that, again, the number today to call live in the studio is 451-1039. Again, that's 451-1039.
All right, so let's talk about should I stay or should I go?
And you may be wondering, why are we doing? Why are we talking about home ownership? Why are we talking about houses?
Why?
We're financial professionals.
Yeah, we both own homes.
If your advisor hasn't talked to you about your home, then you really need to start thinking about how much is your home cost? What kind of mortgage do you have? Yeah. When you go through that interview, when clients come in for the first time, Craig sits and goes through a big packet of information. And a lot of times, why do you need to know this? They will ask, why are you asking me this?
Not everybody, just the one or two, But they do, it is a curiosity too. It's like, what's your home? You want to know, where do you live? How much is your home worth today? What do you think it is in today's dollars? And
how much are you paying in taxes?
What are you paying in taxes is another critical question, because on Long Island, as you know, it just keeps going up. There's no stopping it. And then on top of it, how much do you owe or left on the mortgage? Do you hold a note on the mortgage? And, you know, from a planning perspective, your home is your largest form of debt, and could be, depending on where you are and how much you have left in terms of debt, could be your greatest asset. Some people's homes on Long Island have shot up incredibly in value. Some are underwater. So this can have a profound effect on if you're approaching retirement, if you're in your 60s and you're ready to, you know, throw on the towel and take it easy and enjoy your life, you're going to realize that you don't want to be paying a, you know, 15 years of a 30-year mortgage at age 65, because that may put you in some crazy issues. So we want to talk about what is it? What is it? What is it about owning the home that's important to you? And a lot of people walk around. And I'm like, we have clients. Some of them, no problem. We had some that went to Florida, part of our suggestions, or went to another state, and they don't look back. They go, oh, geez, my taxes are lower. I got this huge house, everything else. And then there's other people who seem like an emotional attachment to the, well, this is where I raised my kids, and this is where I, this is where our family was. This is maybe they lost a spouse somewhere in there. So there's a lot of emotional attachment to the house. And but at the same time, they may not have the assets needed to have a comfortable retirement. So it becomes a balancing of your desire to be emotionally happy with staying in one particular place, or emotionally doing something with that house and then maybe downsizing to some extent and giving yourself a huge cash fall. For which you could have much greater income for the rest of your life. So it's a tough, tough thing. And it's on a case by case basis. It's not somebody you have to truly feel out the client, where they're coming from, what's important to them. I try and point out that a house is, cinder blocks and some studs, some sheetrock. And you'll find this in just about any house. But for them, they piece all those pieces of sheetrock and the walls together, and they create a different story for themselves. But it could be a story that makes them broke. So we're here to help them. If that's the case, we're here to help them to do that. By the way, if you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino. Our show is called It's All About Longevity. It's All About Retirement. We're located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. Our website is Long Island Investment Advisors. We're also on iTunes. So if you missed this show, or if you only catch, you go into the store and you wanted to catch us, oh, this is really good, I really like the second half, then you catch us on iTunes at It's All About Retirement. The show will be posted in a few days, so feel free to listen to us. If you want to call us in the studio, 631-451-1039. We'd be more than happy to take your call.
This is often becoming an issue now. As you're talking, Craig, I'm thinking, well, like, think of my grandparents, for instance. So they lived in a home for a very long time, and then maybe they downsized to one of these retirement communities that they live in. But a lot of parents are looking and thinking, people were passing away when they were in their 70s or late 70s. People, that's a short life now. If you pass away in your 70s, it may be because of cancer or something that had happened health-wise. People now are thinking about having to maintain and afford a home. And I say maintain and afford because I even look at myself with, I'm young and I own a house, and it takes a lot of work and labor and putting things in.
Absolutely.
And if I'm going to do, how am I going to do that when I'm 75, 76, 80, and I'm going to pay for the school taxes? And it's a bigger conversation than this. And I do see that a lot of couples don't always agree. So there may be a husband that says, this is a great, we should sell our home. And then a wife who says, I don't want to do that. So that's where sometimes having, again, an outside perspective and someone coming in and looking at your whole financial picture to see what may be the smart decision. Let's take the emotion, let's take the feelings out of it, and let's look to see how are you going to live and survive your longevity and retirement.
That's right. How are you going to live and survive your longevity and retirement? Yeah, and sometimes I'll float, for clients when they first come in, maybe second or third meeting, I'll float that idea and see how the couple reacts, and saying, geez, if we freed up $500,000, let me see, at 5%, that's $25,000 a year, divide that by 12, that's another $2,000 a month in income, and without touching the principal. And they're like, oh. As a matter of fact, you could take the $2,000 a month and have an apartment in Florida and still maybe have another place in here or another state. You could have two or three places with the amount that you have. And so you start to paint a different picture to them, and you just see how it goes. And so then they talk, they leave the office and they talk amongst themselves, as we always say. Mm-hmm. and they may bring it up again and say, well, okay, here's where you are now. If you do sell this 5-bedroom house and there's only the two of you now, right? Okay, well, here's what this would do to you. Let's do a pro forma on your numbers of what this would look like in the future for you. And then they get very, they start to say, oh, well, if I, they start to see the benefit, you know, they start to lose, they realize the emotional attachment is one thing, but they, the other part of it is that they see what the benefit is of doing something different. And part of that involves moving. Again, it takes, this could take a year, 2 years with a client. More importantly, though, Jenna, I think you're alluding to this, is that if you, if the house is totally paid up, all right, let's look at it this way. You're in somewhere, let's say you're Smithtown or something, your house is totally paid up, and you still have, you have no expenses, assuming there's no additional expense, you live in the house for free, technically. Forget any repairs or anything. Well, you're still hitting, you're still being hit with some tax bill, right? Because this county's coming after you. You got the education taxes and all this other stuff, and it may be $14,000-$15,000 a year in taxes. When you look at it that way, let's say you're in retirement and you're getting, I don't know, $18,000 in Social Security, and oh, I could stay in my house for free. I don't know the mortgage. Okay, great. So $18,000, assuming there's no other investments, you're tapping into other investments, that basically you're using your federal Social Security to pay for your property taxes. Now, again, just put in a different way, when you point that out to someone, they say, well, that's fine. I don't, I worked all these years and I'm happy to pay the property taxes, my Social Security. But some people start to light up and they start to say, oh, hmm. And then that's part of the process of getting them thinking about, should I stay or should I go? That's an issue. We're not telling you what to do, but here's what the picture would look like if you stay, and here's what the picture would look like if you go. And if we could take the assets from the sale of the house and do this with that, you know, with some sort of investment or some bond or something, here, we're going to create some extra income for you on a monthly basis.
And we'll help you analyze this. So yeah. It's not something you have to do on your own or sit at the kitchen table.
What that does is that it really gets, it puts everything into perspective and helps our clients truly see whether they should stay or whether they should go, and kind of take the amount, the emotion out of it, and show them where the money is that they'll have for the rest of their life. And that's critically important. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is Craig Ferrantino, the host of the show. It's All About Retirement. We're at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, 393-2888. That's 631. I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing. And remember,
it's all about retirement
and longevity.
Longevity.